The Untamed Shrews, Skyline Comedy Cafe. Woo! Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
We are dandy.
You sound dandy.
We are happy to be stopped.
I think my left toe on my right foot has to be amputated.
Is that right?
From frostbite. But other than that, I'm doing great.
I'm just going to do it with nail clippers. There's no need to go to the hospital. Yeah, we've had a rough trip getting here, but we are here, so people better show up. Let me tell you that much.
There is, like, no place in America where it's nice. I mean, it's, like, cold everywhere, right?
Well, that's what's so funny. Even down south, you know, to them, what is it, like, 30 degrees?
It was 9 degrees when I left home. It was really cold.
And where was home?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. 9 degrees in Huntsville, Alabama.
9 degrees. And that really will send that area into a tizzy.
The schools were closed for 2 hours in the morning because, it was too cold.
Mm. Yeah,
if it snows, we go crazy. We don't have snow plows. We have one snow plow. We make him like the dragon every year in the Christmas parade. You know, we don't use the snow plow. So, and we have no salt anywhere. You know, everybody's got their little Morton salt to do the steps. But, we just don't have so we go crazy when it snows.
Has there been snow there since you've lived there?
Oh, yes. Last year we had a couple inches, I think.
Is that right?
We get snow every now and then.
Nice.
We were so happy. I've still got a little ball of it in the fridge.
And it's weird, just being from Chicago, I now live down in Alabama also, and to watch people do certain things, like when it snows and freezes, I've actually sat there and watched somebody come out of the house with a hot pan of water to get the ice off their windshield.
Really?
And then watch them scream when they crack their windshield.
Oh.
And
you just stand there and watch them. You didn't say, hey, man,
I'm from Chicago. I know not to go out in the cold and yell, you idiot, don't do that. So I'm sorry. You're going to. And the other thing is they'll put towels on the windshield thinking that in the morning they could just peel off the snow and ice. And they now have a frozen towel attached to the windshield. It's so bizarre. The things that they try. And I had a snow brush one morning, and this was like one, it was around Christmas, there was snow. I had 5 people stop going, what is that? I'm like, I said to Sue, I'm going to buy me a big old box of snow brushes.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for the first snow, and I'm selling them for like $20 a pop.
Yeah. Yep. What is that? What is that? We're not real sharp down south, but we're nice, and we cook well.
And it's warm. Yeah. I'm not going to complain anything about them right now.
And you sound so darn cute. I mean, I can listen to you. You talk all day.
They can threaten your life and they sound like they're giving you a verbal hug.
Right, right? Yeah, right.
I'm going to rip your head out and poop down your neck.
I just want to be in the neck. She said she was going to poop down her neck. That's so cute.
That's so sweet.
Look at the kids. I want the kids to hear this. Bobby, come here.
Bobby Joe, come here.
Bobby Joe, you're going to want to hear this.
I'm going to poop down your neck.
And I got a Chicago accent. I come in and go, hey, God bless. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear what that woman said?
She's threatening us.
My gosh. She's so mean.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a fairy tale. Like if you were going to read some Dr. Seuss would really sound good coming out of
here. Yeah. I ain't eating no eggs and ham. Shut up.
Now you
come
try.
On.
Yeah, you try.
Hey, let's eat some razor blades in our apples, kids.
See?
See? Yeah. Hey, I'm giving away free donuts. All right? Yeah. See? It's not.
No,
I don't
it
care.
Doesn't have the
doesn't,
same.
No.
No.
Somehow people don't warm to it.
Right.
I don't know.
But that's how the show works, because I come up and soften you up, and then she pop.
Right.
Beat you up afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you soften them up. Okay. Look at that. I'm very sweet. Yeah, the people just, they'll meet Susan before the show, and then they'll. She one time walked into a club, and the owner actually called the booker saying, there's no way this woman is funny. Because,
she's so nice.
She gets on stage, and the owner actually apologized to her and said, I'm sorry, I just, when I met you, I thought, you know, what is this kindergarten teacher going to do up there? Yeah. But people think we have Tourette's and we can't control it, so we just walk into a Sam's Club going, hey, beep, 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 hey, hey, you know,
I mean, it'd be great if you could just be beeped anyway.
Yeah, if we could be beeped anywhere in the world.
In real life,
oh my God!
If you had a curse, just beep. That would be.
Or
awesome.
If you did it consciously while you're yelling it.
Yeah. If I. Oh yeah. Yeah. But I know if I tried to do that, I would beep the okay words and then end up saying the swear words. I just know.
Sometimes they do that on TV. Like they'll have like the beginning of. They'll beep the wrong word. Have you ever seen that?
Oh yeah. And you know my favorite is like the Christmas Story that I'm sure everybody watched. Yeah. the way that father fake swears is just the best. Because I tried to do it, and I always accidentally really swear. So sure. I don't know how he does the good fake swear.
It's called rehearsal.
Oh, come on. Who does that? We should warn people it is a dirty, filthy, nasty show.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we have to be nice on the radio what we talk about off the air.
I almost left, actually.
I can't believe Murph walked out. It's not even our show. It's his show.
It's not for the meek and mild.
No, it's not. Now, there's no nudity, because sometimes you get that, you know, guy comes sit down front with a stack of ones. That's not going to happen. Although it'd be nice.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, for every punchline, boop, I'll take another. Boop, I'll take another.
We did have a guy do that in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes. He brought a big stack of ones and sat down in the front row by himself. I'm like, you think I'm going to take my clothes off? And he handed me a dollar. I said, you really don't want to see me naked. I mean, it would be so bad.
Yeah, between us, we have one good boob. And I'm not contributing any.
We're not attractive, but we're funny.
We're damn attractive. We might look bad right now, but we've had a tough couple of days.
I know, let's recreate.
Yeah. I don't think Murphy gives a hug.
Sorry, I smell.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, here's the thing. My trunk is frozen shut, so I couldn't get my suitcase, so I couldn't change into clean clothes. So this is 2 days of driving.
Oh, you didn't tell me that before.
Yeah,
I gave
there's
you a
food spills, and I'm sure it's permeated with cigar smoke because I was a little nervous on the bad road. That's safe driving, isn't it? I had a phone in one hand, a cigar in the other, on the ice, steering with my knee. Hey, some of these people should not be out in this weather.
150 cars in the ditch. How does that happen?
151 cars in the ditch. That's irresponsible. All right. Yeah, it was fun.
By the way, these are the Untamed Shrews, and they're at the Skyline Comedy Cafe.
All weekend long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
If I can get my clothes out of the trunk. Other than that.
Yeah, did you guys perform last night?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well,
that's a kind of a wow.
Jesus. You're a slave driver.
Poor Cliff. I'm calling him, like, you know, I'm trying to update him throughout the day. And I couldn't get a hold of Susan on the cell phone, so I was already writing her eulogy.
And, which one I love, which you responded. What was her response? It was not my phone was dead. It was a very interesting choice.
So, I got it out of your phone.
Your heat was out, right?
No, but what was it? What did you say?
I had no heat in my car, and I had lost my phone, and my fingers were so numb, I couldn't feel it under the seat when I was digging under the seat. And the charge was out of it, so I couldn't.
Yeah, the charge is out of it. Most people say my phone's dead, but phone's charge is out of it.
God, it's like a Dickens novel with you over there.
Now, here's the best part. Here's the best part. Tell them why you couldn't charge your phone.
Because I had this little heater that I put in the window to keep the defrost off because my heat's not working. And I had to keep it into the one little spigot. The little charger thing. And so I couldn't charge my phone.
Sure, it's funny when it's not you. I don't know what we were thinking. You know, she told me her heat had gone out. And I'm like, well, the heat of my van went out. And I bought one of these little heaters that works great. Sure, it works great down in Alabama when it's cold. But, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I guess that didn't work too good up in zero weather.
It was a joke. You plug it in and it goes,
it's like an old man's cough. How's that doing? Can you see?
Mark said, now leave it on for 15 minutes. It'll warm up your car.
Not so much.
Not up here. No. Yeah. I don't know. There's things where you can look back and go, what the hell were we thinking?
The Untamed Shrews, they drove all the way from Alabama to entertain you people.
So, if you're like half an hour away and you go, I don't know if I want to drive to the club,
right.
I will come to your house and yank you out. And I won't even give you time to put on a coat. So I don't want to hear any people going.
And you'll have to drive right in my car.
Yeah, and you will be driven to the show in Susan's ice mobile, which I'm not kidding, has frost on the inside of the side windows. That's how bad her car is right now.
But the only thing nice you can say about our show, Murphy, is they drove a long way to do the show.
Right. Yeah. Well, when people leave, they go, well, they did drive a long way.
They are certainly dedicated.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a shame when that one lost her mind and the other.
They obviously have a lot of free time.
You guys have been together how long now?
23 years.
23 years. Okay.
14 hours and 33 minutes.
Weird right when your partner knows. You just, it's not to forget the anniversary.
What's really funny is you couldn't contact me for 2 hours, so you've already got another partner lined up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disappoint that girl. Oh, boy, that's awkward, huh? sorry, she's alive. I had no idea.
We found her. Her phone. She's alive. You're going to have to go back to Tennessee or wherever the hell you got this other partner.
They found her in a ditch. She put all the wigs from the ending of our show on her head to stay warm. We have a big musical ending, and so I figured Susan right now is laying under all the wigs from the show.
You know, another thing we should mention is, because it sounds like you're the two most down-and-out comedians ever, but the reason that you drive is because you don't want to take a lot of your stuff. Yeah. We won't say exactly what this stuff is.
Yeah, we have a trunk full of props that if you have to take through airport security is really awkward.
Yeah. I mean, what is this?
It's a toothbrush, but there's no brush on it. I have really hard plaque. My plaque really needs a hard surface to fight it.
Do you need a 12-inch
I do. Toothbrush? I have big teeth.
So needless to say, you don't need a TSA incident at every airport you go
to.
No,
exactly.
So you choose to drive to your location.
Yes, it's just easier when you're on the road and you need to have a car. There's nothing worse than a pain in the butt comic who doesn't have a car bumming a ride from everybody.
Right.
I mean, it's just... And, you know, no offense to them, get a car. But,
even if it doesn't have a heater, get a car.
Plus, I'm going to go, you know, I'm right near my hometown, Chicago, so I'm going there for the next week and do some visiting.
There you go.
If you go through my trunk of my car right now, there's a sewing machine in there.
Yeah.
There's fabric. There's all kinds of weird stuff because I do crafty things on the road.
Right.
And you just can't take those.
Yeah, you do. You have to. Otherwise, you end up spending so much money just going shopping.
Again, you make yourself sound so sweet.
I'm very crafty. I can sew. I make the best pot of turnip greens you've ever eaten in your life. You probably don't even know what a turnip green is.
I don't know if there is such a thing as a best pot of turnip greens.
It doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, what's a best pot?
Yeah. best pot of turnip. She said, what's a best pot?
It's like Best Buy, only you buy pot.
I knew that was a brand of a slow cooker. I don't know.
I went to Best Pot and got this marijuana. It's awful.
Best Pot.
I'm bringing it back.
It's not the best pot I ever had. Yeah, is it legal here yet? What's going on?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay, all right. With Madison in your state, I thought for sure it was going to be legalized. Yeah.
We have it legalized. We didn't even know it was. It's called poke salad. We call it poke salad. We renamed it. We put it on salads. It's legal in Alabama. Poke salad.
Uh-huh. That's marijuana?
No, I'm messing with you.
All right, well, I didn't mean going. Listen, again, you're so nice.
Right. And they're so slow down there. I'm like, they're not slow, they're high.
And we're fat down there because we're always hungry because we're high.
And listen, you have never had space and time expand like when you are at a four-way stop down south.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Is that right?
It is four people at stop signs all trying to be the nicest person and waving everybody else through. It makes me crazy. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead. There's laws to this whole thing. They figured it out.
It's like cotillion class, you know?
Right.
Do y'all have cotillion class?
I don't think so.
Y'all don't have turnip
greens. Isn't that when you become a woman?
No, that's a different thing. Yeah.
But you know what they don't have down south? Driving class. They don't have that.
No, we don't have
driving class. You have cotillion class.
You need to go see the Untamed Cruise of the Skyline Comedy Cafe. You're going to laugh.
It's not fresh and wholesome like we've been talking.
No,
it's really nasty. There's going to be some orphans.
Like we've been talking.
Right.
I can't bring my suitcase to the airport. That's how fresh and wholesome I am.